in order to get to that point, to be that individual that broke out, there was an infamous connect between you and Dre. Was it a phone call?
The actual thing that happened with me and Dre, I'm going to try to make this as quick of a story as possible. We had put out the Slim Shady EP,
right?
And it sold, I want to say, 250 copies. And basically, what happened was we only had, I think we had 500 pressed up, and it sold like 250. It was close to the 300 number. So he got us a plane ticket out there, and we go out there, and I'm putting the stuff on consignment. Like, I'm going around in stores to Vegas, and I'm putting like tapes and CDs on consignment or whatever. And I'm doing that for like 2 days, and the guy, I guess he met with the guy and he bought some, you know, some CDs or whatever. And then I come back to the motel we're staying at, and he says to me when I walk in, he's like, we got a phone call today. Yeah, from some doctor. And I'm like, some doctor? He's like, yeah, he said his name. Marky is like a jokester. And he was like, yeah, some doctor. I don't know, Dr. Dre. So I was like, Marky, this ain't funny. You know what I mean? It took a minute for it to actually be the real deal.
When did you first speak to Dre? Was it in person? Was it on the phone?
It was in person.
Oh, my Lord. What's going on in your mind when that happens, given your journey at this point, the struggle?
Well, I mean, the whole day, like, seems pretty superficial to me, you know, when I think about it. But that whole day was just like, one thing after the next was like, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. Us getting in the car to go to Interscope, us being in Interscope, us seeing plaques on the wall of like famous artists. You know what I mean? Like, this could actually be real. Mm-hmm. And when Dre walked in, you know,
were you cool? Were you trying to play it cool? Were you trying to, you know?
Oh yeah, I played it cool. I played it cool. You know. And I'm just like, I played it cool, you know, and it was like, because I didn't want to act like I was like overzealous or too much of a fan to be like, you know, to not be. I just wanted to present myself, like, I guess, as I was, like, laid back, you know, and just...
And struggling, hungry, wanting to...
But, you know, I mean, obviously, I was all ears for everything he said, you know, but the fact, basically, we knew that that was going to happen that day. Yeah. We kind of figured it out from that day, and Dre was just like, where do we go from here? Let's get the paperwork done, and it was just like, walking out of it was like, oh, shit.
How your life can change.
Afterwards,
like that.
I was like jumping up and down, like hysterical, like, that was, and Dr. Dre, you know what I mean?